I understand that Herb is on the line. Is that you, sir?
Thank you. I'm an old man. I'm approaching 90.
Nice.
I have a thing called sleep apnea, and they've given me mask and stuff in the mouth, and neither the mask did not work, and I listened to the activities on the mouth and said, that's not going to work. Do you have another suggestion?
I do, and that is check with a dentist. Seriously, sir, because the best thing I've seen working that isn't a machine are some dental appliances that are not difficult to sleep with that adjust how much air can come in and out when we're breathing. Now, unfortunately, the dentist who did this the most isn't with us anymore. He was getting into his older ages, too, and he isn't. But if you were to check with a member of either biological dentists, and you put that into your search engine if you do computers and find their organization, or another one is called IAOMT.org, and that's another group of dentists who work entirely by natural means. Chances are very good that if you call to one of their offices, they could refer you to a dentist. I've heard, but I don't know for certain, that there is one in the city of Seattle who works with the dental appliances that help so many people with sleep apnea.
Well, that was one of the solutions, was they would put something in the mouth and then a mask. And then solve the problem.
You see, with these dental appliances, sir, you don't need the mask. It opens up the airways enough. So,
I see.
That's why you have to check with a dentist about this who does this stuff.
Okay, very good. You've answered that question. I was hearing you talk about several iodine activities. I was wondering if there might be some approach in that direction.
Iodide? Not so much for sleep apnea, no, sir.
Well, no, I was not saying iodine as such, but I was listening to what you were saying iodine did. And I was saying, aha, he may have a solution like that also.
Well, I wish I did, sir.
You do a great service. Thank you very much. Have a great weekend.